So we thank our sponsor for the month, Jacob Steinmetz, for sponsoring our learning. We appreciate his partnership with the Kollel. The Klabor will be a little shorter today, besides my nether, and we'll figure out what we're doing afterwards. So we left off yesterday. I wanted to get this yesterday, but it wasn't shy. We left off within the Sugya of Motzi Shemra, in the Tosafot about Motzi Shemra, and we set up the Machlekes Rashi and Ramban and Rambam. We set on one side, and the Rabbeinu Tam on the other, and that was, I think, a very gishmak in terms of the Machlokas Halacha Maisa, the Machlokas in terms of what is behind that Machlokas in terms of what the definition of what's going to make them, what's going to make him Chayev, and then how that all comes back to the root of basically what's the Mechayev, the Yesod HaMechayev of Motzi Shemra in general. Fine. So within these Tosafot, though, on Chesam and Beis, Tosafot on Chesam and Beis, the end of the Ramas Lebehevi, Tosafot have an observation, and because of that come Rabbeinu Tam. Because of that, they come to a Psak Halacha, a questionable Psak Halacha. So I want to just discuss it now. You probably, for the most part, have seen this. I think, I assume the regular Reitz Svarim. I didn't look in the Reitz Svarim because I have this from Torsky when we learned it, but I assume they quote this, the Nadi Behudin and Beis Halevi. People saw the Nadi Behudin and Beis Halevi. Even if not, it's not something you're going to get lost in. But even if you did, I think it's kedai to spell out the Machlekes, what they're arguing about, and maybe one or two Hosafos that come out of the Beis Halevi. So, Tosafot Sanhedrin Chesam Beis at the end of your Maskel Behevi. Aval nir doichik mashapir shabirin tam da hachashab lo hazam mechayev kufslam. That's hard to say. But tzarech lomar lepir shabirin tam, shehi muteres lebaila, Kishelo kivnu edusan, o kishehukshu. That's where you see a diuk that it sounds like it's both. Hachasha miyovei and trey. Dilav hachi heich mechayev kufslaim. Halo karim bev losi ali isha. So that drasha doesn't exist. It exists by ma'anes mfate, not by our case. But okay. You need a isha ru'uyelo. So if she's going to become a sur labayla, she's not going to be ru'uyelo. So it must be that it only, it must be that she won't be a sur labayla in the case of hakhasha, where you're chayev me'kasef. Yeah. Minchas Chinuch here has a din, mitzvah tafkuf nun dalad, about whether you need a isha ru'uyelo mamish, meaning she can't even be from chayev lavin, or as long as it's, you know, tafas be kedushin, that's enough of ru'uilo. So he proves from here that it has to be not even chayv elavin. Meaning, it would be kedushin would be nitfas in such a case if she was asurlo because she was boeles, niveles to someone else. But she's still a chayv lav, so, and still poses think that it's not royal isha, so you see the standard is not, is ru'uya mamish, not just not chayv elavin. Not just not kedushin nitfasin ba. Yeah, Reb Shmuel in the Shirim here has a different reading Tosas than that, and it gets around the Minchas Chinuch Diuk. Either way, Tosas say over here, V'yesh l'mod mikan, you can learn from here. Do you also Edim, let's say Edim came, the Amu Eshes Plonies, and so they said, we saw, the boy Yidrish V'chakir la'osra al-Baila. Yeah, and it's Mistaber, the lo garming zeles v'chavala. So what's the V'yesh l'mod mikan? You see, says Tosfos, that you need drisha v'chakira from the fact that a hachash on drisha v'chakira would have passed. You know, a hachash on the drisha v'chakira, a pagam in the drisha v'chakira would have ruined the edus. So it must be zemefonda. Tosfos say that there's a tzorech l'chatchila for the drisha v'chakira in the first place. Rabbi Peir pointed out that's not pasha. That's machlokes rishonim. Whether if you assume drisha v'chakira is not necessary, can you still have a psul of drisha v'chakira? Or if every time you see a psul in drisha v'chakira that it's chal, that implies memela that there's a tzorech of drisha v'chakira. That's machlokes Rambam Ramban, and the Achronim all point this out in the Tosas, but the Shmuel has it in the Shirim here as well. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam is Tosas Rabbeinu Tam. They're saying that Edim who come to be made on Znus need Drisha v'chakira k'dei la'osra al-baila. Yeah, yesh l'ha'ir, that this line in Tosfos is really subject to a major machlekes in the Achronim. It's Tosfos on the one hand, and it's Achron, and it's Nodibuhuda on the other hand. The Nodibuhuda does have Rishonim. He does have Rishonim on his side, so it's not that he. But it's interesting that he's not Mizyachis to this Tosfos at all. But it's part of an Ikar Sugis. So let's talk about it. So again, Tosfos Shita is that if you have Eidus on Znus, they don't need Rishav. They need Rishav Chakir. Okay. The Nodibuhuda felt differently. Nodibuhuda and Evan Ezra Madurakama Simon Ayan Beis. Nodibuhuda said that. You don't need Rishva Chakira by Eidei Znus. That's a Chumrah, right? Meaning, if you need Rishva Chakira, there's less cases in which someone's actually going to be able to aser someone on their wife because they don't have Rishva Chakira, so you can't have real Eidei Znus or Al-Baila. Nodi B'Yehuda said, even without Rishva Chakira, she's still Asur La-Baila through Eidei on Znus. Where does he come from with this? What's he? What's the again, all we have so far is a Rabbeinu Tam, not like that. So where does Nodi B'Yehuda come from? So he comes from two main Mar Makomos. The Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Makos said that if Edom come and say Ploni was Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and then they're Huzmu, a Hazama happens to them, we don't turn them into a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. And that's true, by the way, even if they were Kanim. We don't turn them into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Rather, what? We give them Malchus. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vasisim lo Lazaro. We assume that you can't punish them in a way that's going to impact their children. You can only punish them as much as you were trying to punish. They were trying to punish the person they were testifying against. So we can't turn them into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So Taiz Der Frektakasha, very famous. Isn't that Eidus She'at Yachal Hazima then? Meaning every time you have an Eidus on Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, it's Eidus She'at Yachal Hazima. Because you can't, literally, meaning you can't be Mason them. You can't do Hazama. Just example. Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. So Trefa Shaharab. A Trefa comes and kills someone, commits a murder. So the Gemara says that's Eidus She'at Yachal Hazima. You can't be made on a Trefa. How do we give him the death penalty? So there is a way to give him the death penalty if he did it before Beis Din. We'll get to that either on Daf Tes or another time, maybe on Daf Ayin Ches, right? That's in our limit also. So we could hopefully get to that. There's some way in which we can kill him if he killed in front of the right people. But strictly speaking, you can't have a regular Eidus on him. Why? Because he's a Trefa. So if I try to be Mazim, the Eidim who were trying to kill him, they'll say, what do you mean? We were trying to kill a Trefa. You're not Chai for trying to kill a Trefa. So you can't have Azama. Oh, if you can't have Azama, it's Eidus She'iyat HaYachal Azima. That's a case of Eidus She'iyat HaYachal Azima. Says Taisus, the same thing you drew here. They're being made that he's Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. Elmai, they can't be Huzmu. You can't get them on that because you can't turn them into Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. So it should be Eidus She'iyat HaYachal Azima. Clear? Fine. Toes have two answers to this. Everyone here learned this in a Kayizman and Nishan Allah for Shana Bez, I assume. So it's fine. So, okay. Toes have two answers. First answer in Taisus is that no. And this is definitely a classic don't need already have. To say no, first of all, they say, Malkos, that is the Kasher Zamam. Normally, Kasher Zamam is that the guy gives Eidus that someone's Chayv Misa, we catch him, we're mazing him. So we give him Misa. Kasher Zamam, Lasus L'Achib. What he was trying to do, I give to him. In this case, the Kiyam of Kasher Zamam is through Malkos. He was trying to turn him into a Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. We get him for doing that with Malkos. What does that mean? Ben Grush Ben Chalutza is not going to get Malkos. Meaning, what's the tusha? What do you mean by that? Tosfos and Ksuvos Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph say the same teretz. But what's the svara? Meaning, what are Tosfos saying? How is that kasher zamam? How is it a kiyum kasher zamam? So it's a kiyum kasher zamam because you just have to. There's two. Clearly, Tosfos understand kasher zamam differently. We understand kasher zamam the first way. I said it has to be a carbon copy of what you're trying to do, and we're going to transplant that and put it onto you. Say Tosfos, no. Maybe kasher zamam means something different. Maybe kasher zamam means the same chumrius, like the same severity of punishment, but also mida, but also chumrius, that's what we're going to apply to you. So by Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, there's no way to make a Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, but there is the equivalent in terms of weightiness of the onesh, and apparently that's enough to satisfy the requirements of kasher zamam. So the first answer to us says, we already have kasher zamam. We have kasher zamam through the malchus. Fine. Please give a second answer, that no, maybe you don't need kasher zamam here at all. In a case of Ritzicha, so generally speaking, Eidus on Ritzicha is Nitan Lehazama. It's Eidus Shata Yachal Hazima. In that one fluke case where they were made on a Trefa, and it's not Yachal Hazima, there it's Eidus Shata Yachal Hazima. It's an abnormal, standout Eidus, an exception. That kind of Eidus we won't accept. But in a case where it's never Shaykh to do Hazama, Eidus on Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is never Shaykh to have Hazama. But we have to be able to have Eidus on it. It can't be that we have a whole Torah that doesn't have Eidus on it. So in a case where it's totally abnormal and strange, we'll say Eidus She'at Yachal Hazima is not Eidos. But in a case where this Eidos, this Gufa Eidos, this type of Maisa that you're being made on, is not Nitan La Hazama, it never has Hazama. It's not just a technicality in your case that you're getting out of Hazama, but rather this type of Eidos never is Shaykh Hazama, so in that case you don't need Eidos Sh'ata Yachal Hazima. That's the two answers that Tosfos give, and Makas Tafez, and also in Ksubas Lam Gimel, they have the first answer too. So Nodi Behuda assumes that the second answer is the Ikr here. Nodi Behuda assumes that really, not that we have Kasha Zamam ready, that's too lamdish. No. We don't need Kasha Zamam in cases where there's no Shaykhus to Hazam at all. So you put that together, the Nodi Behuda says, okay, what about a case of Eidos Hanznus? They're trying to be Osra Al Baila. So let's say they're caught and they're found to be Eidos Zamam. So we're going to tell them that their wives are Osra to them? No. Can't be Mekayim Kasha Zamam in a real way, right? You're not actually going to get... Again, if it was a Chiv Misa case and they were trying to kill her, fine. But I'm saying in terms of the actual Eidos of Ozra Baila, if that was what they're coming to do, so you can't, on that, you can't have a Hazama in the sense that you can't do Kasha Zamam. You can't plant the same punishment. I mean, you're going to Aser his wife to him. So what do you see, says Nadi Huda? This is a case. Lo Ozra Baila is a case where there is no need for Eidos She'ata Yachal Hazima. And Mimela, even though it's Eidos She'iyat Ayachal Hazima, it works, it's fine. Based on that, you shouldn't need Drisha V'Chakira. Because, as we'll see, Drisha V'Chakira is really all about Hazam. We'll see the Gemara, we'll see it together, hopefully, but the Mishnah on Mem and Aleph has the seven Chakiros, the Gemara on Mem Aleph and Beis, says that if the Edom say Ein Yodei on the Chakiros, so Edus on Betela, Ein Yodei on the Bedikos, Edus on Kayames. What's the pshat? What's the problem with Ein Yodei on Chakiros, that it's Edus on Betela? The pshat is, the Gemara says, the pshat is that if they can't identify what day it was, what time it was, you know, where they were, Zman and Makom, then the whole Eidus is not Nitin Lazama, because Hazama happens by what? Oso Makom, Oso Zman, you were somewhere else. If they can't properly, accurately identify what time and what place, then it's not Nitin Lazama. So you see, the Chakiros, of the Drisha Chakiros, are because we're trying to make it Nitin Lazama, and the lack of Yediyah on any given Chakira is a Pagam in Yachal Hazima. So says Nabi Huda, put all this together, what do you have? If you have an Eidus, a regular Eidus, a normal Eidus, and in a fluke of a case, exceptional case, it was a maid on a trefa, so now we can't be mazim him, so then you can't have Eidus, such a thing. But if you have a case where anyways the whole thing is not given to Hazama, Ben Grush Ben Chalusa, or La Osra Al Vaila, so then there's no need for Yachal Hazima. Oh, there's no need for Yachal Hazima, then there's also no need for Chakiros. So it says in the other, there's no Drisha V'Chakira by Eidos Nus, and therefore if Eidim come and remeir that she was nivellus to someone, they can aser her lebaila, even though there's no Drisha V'Chakira. How's that so far? Good. So the, very good, very clear, very straightforward, no Dihuda. Yeah, he's against Tosus. He's against Tosus in our sugya. Tosus did say that you need Drisha V'Chakira.
That we saw about
something, he references our Tosfos and he says it's fine, we'll have Tosfos and Matos. Oh, really?
Didn't
he reference our Tosfos in the Chuvah? Whatever, I thought so.
That
was
in the Chafs, that
Chuvah. The one with Rabbi J.J. Schaffer's Mezuzah. Yeah. Okay, interesting. So he has the Tosfos. Yeah, like he has other Rishonim anyways. He has other Rishonim. Yeah, so if you don't say like Nodi Huda, because we have a Tosfos that doesn't say like that, so what do you do with Nodi Huda's Makoros? Those are good Makoros, no? He put together a good argument. It's convincing. So this is famous. The Beis HaLevi quotes this Nodi Huda. You look in Shalosh Shuos Beis HaLevi, Gimel Vav. I have it here if anyone wants to borrow it. Gimel Vav. Gimel Hay is also about the Nodi Huda, a little bit different in Yonim. But in Gimel Vav, he quotes Nodi Huda and he knocks it off. And basically what he argues is that this is a case, Eidos She'iyat Ayachal Hazima is a case of what we call Lashonos HaMeschalfos B'Shas. It's a type of a terminology, a phrase, which really has multiple meanings. In different places in Shas, it means different things. So the Beis Halevi points to two meanings of the word Eidus She'atel Chalzim, and he thinks this will answer the Raya's and the Shtikl Torah of the Nodi B'Yehuda. Maybe we'll read a little bit inside here in Chela Gimel, Simen Vav. In the Beis Halevi, I have it as Os Gimel. So he says like this: Im Kain Hada Amrim Bekama Dochti Begamar Debainin Eidus She'achol Haziman Sovel Shnei Inyanim Bechavanos. It bears two meanings. Achas, first, what Eidus She'atel Yachol Hazima means is Debai Dafka She'ye Yachol Hazima. You have to be able to be amazing them. Dehainu La Chisham. Meaning the first meaning of Yachal Hazima means it has to be an Eidus which is subject to Hazama. Perush is subject to being disproven. Meaning if the Eidus is impervious to being called out as Sheker, then we can't accept it because the guy has nothing to lose. It has to be that he's exposing himself in such a way that he's saying an Eidus that he says time and place. And it could be someone will come and say, you were with me watching the game at that time and place. You couldn't have been doing the Eidus. If it doesn't have that, then it's not Yachal Hazim in the sense that we can't be machish. If we can't undo it, if we can't find him out, then he's too safe. And it might be that he's lying and we're not going to be able to find it. So therefore, Yachal Hazim is relevant and therefore required in that sense. Shainis, Diba'inan Sheyuchal Lakayim Bahem Chiyuva Dekashazamim Kedichsev Seve Dekra. Lassizim Lo Kashazamim. The second type of way the Gemara will use the term Eidus She'atel Yachol Hazima and Eidus She'iyatel Yachol Hazima is that we also need that we should be able to mekayim kashazam, that the punishment which they were trying to inflict upon the victim is able to be carried out on the Eidim Zomim. The Imkain says the Beis Halevi that there are these two different concepts. Gam behani edios lo shayach b'chiyuv dekashazamim klal b'shava b'shum. It's a typo, I guess. B'shum ofen, it says b'shava open. So, maybe it used to be shava. That's interesting because it could have been b'shava, meaning equally to the other kashazamim. But so either way, but chiyuv dekashazamim klal b'shum ofen. Even in cases in which the other Yehuda was talking about, like Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, or our case, where you can't actually carry out kashazamim in the exact same way that you were trying to do to the victim. Even in such a case, Uchmo, again, be'edei ben gerusha de'maintena makas be'ezem na'av mitachsiv lov la'azaro. Mikol makom, gam behu ba'i shi'a yachal ha'azimam. You still need an edus sha'ata yachal ha'azimah, even in such a case. Why? Da'haynu levat le'edusam a'idei ha'azama di'imanu ha'isem. Not because you need to make sure you can give them the punishment that they receive, that they were going to receive, but because you need to be able to make sure that this edus is subject to your scrutiny. If this edus is, again, it's impenetrable because they didn't say this man in the makom. That's not fair. They didn't give you enough edus to work with. Ulakayim bukrad hinei checker ha checker gufo shel edus list or devarav. Says the Beis Halevi like this: in the case of treifa shaharag, there the pshat of edus shatil chazima is what we thought. Since you can't punish the edim zomim with kasher zamam, therefore edus on betela. Fine. That being said, there are cases, even in that answer in Tosfos, there are cases where kashazam is impossible. Even in those cases, says the Beis Halevi, not like the Nodi Yehuda, even in those cases, you still need drisha v'chakir in those cases. Why? Anyways, you're not going to be mekayim hazama. Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, you're not going to be mekayim hazama. So why do you need drisha v'chakir? No, says the Beis Halevi like this. There's two ways that you need yachal hazima. One is that you're able to give the same punishment. Okay, that's not relevant here because there's no punishment that's going to be given anyways in any case. Fine. But in terms of the other meaning of Eidus She'atel Chalzimah, that means that it needs to be an Eidus which says over the gufan shel Eidus. If the Eidim didn't tell you the zman and makom, if they didn't tell you where and when it happened, and it's not subject to someone else coming along and saying, you were with us, imanu ha'isem, then this wasn't an Eidus. You didn't say the gufan shel Eidus. You didn't say the main point which we'll be able to chop you on. If that's the case, that's a gam in the Eidus regardless of whether you're going to do hazama to the Eidim or not. So for the Beis Halevi, you need drisha v'chakira even when it's not shayach to do kasher zamam. You need eidus she'atel chalzima, you know, of that second category of making sure we're able to call them out if they're lying, and that's only shayach if you do a drisha v'chakira and you actually do the chakiras. Yes, I heard from Rav Tursky that the Rav used to say that this is helps with the pshat of difficult Rambam. This Rambam I met a reference before, actually, about Treifa Shaharag, Beis Tes in Hilchos Tzeiach. So we're not really talking about the Treifa Shaharag part, just two words here. Adam Treifa Shaharag es hanefesh nerag shenemar uviyarta rami kabecha. Behushiag b'fnei beisin aval b'fnei edim is pater shami yuzmu ha'edim v'muzmu einan haragan shari lo zamu laharog ela trefa v'chol edus she'ena ru'uya lahazama is ena edus b'dini nefashos. So Ram says edus she'etiach lazima is edusan b'teila, and Ram says b'dini nefashos. Mashma, or not mashma, but says that edus she'etiach lazima only applies to dini nefashos. Is that true? No, it's not true. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Aleph Mem Beis says that the idea of Ein Yodei B'Chakiros is Mishum Eidus She'et HaChazim, as we said before, and it's true by Dini Mamonos as well. Okay, Midarabanan, maybe we don't have Drish V'Chakir by Dini Mamonos, but if you have a Drish V'Chakir on a derived level by Dini Mamonos, so Eidus She'et HaChazim is Shaykh there too? Ein Yodei B'Chakiros. What's the Rambam mean that it's only Shaykh by Nefashos? So the Rav explained, Al Pidarko Shel the Beis Halevi, I think he quoted the Beis Halevi, Al Pidarko Shel the Beis Halevi, understand. No, what's the Rav I'm talking about? There's two types of Eidus She'etiach Lazima that are necessary. Eidus She'etiach Lazima of Chakiros, meaning of, we need to make sure you say the Gufa Shel Eidus so that we can nail you on it if you're lying, Imanu Hayisem, a Vada that exists by Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamonos. What do you mean? They didn't say Eidus otherwise. What do you mean? So of course that applies by Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamonos. What the Rambam was telling us that this specific case of Adam Trefa Shaharag, that's the case that I'm talking about in Beis Tess and Ratzeach. This case of Trefa Shaharag, where you're not able to give the punishment of Kasher Zamam to the Horeg, there, that type of Eidus She'ata Yochel Azima, that standard Eidus She'ata Yochel Azima, that you would give the punishment to the next person, that's not Shaykh Mamonos, that's only Shaykh Nefashos. That's fine. But there's a whole parsha of Eidus She'ata Yochel Azima that's necessary, where we need the Gufa Shel Eidus, we need it to stand up against Chakiros, to be a very honest Eidus that we discern to be honest, otherwise it's not an Eidus at all. That applies to the Dine Mamonos equally. The Sefer HaMaftech is mitzayin, a whole list of people who talk about this Rambam. I didn't see it there, but I happen to have seen Zecher Yitzchak also. I think he says the same halach as the Rav to explain the Rambam based on the Beis Halevi. He doesn't quote the Beis Halevi, but he explains the Rambam the same way. Yerv Tversky pointed out at the time that lefi that we have a third answer to Tosfos and Makos. No, Tosfos want to know by Ben Grush Ben Chulus, isn't that Eidus She'etiach Lazima? So one answer in Tosfos is no, Kasher Zamam is fulfilled through Makos. Second answer in Tosfos is you don't need Kasher Zamam because there's never Shayech Hazama. Lefi the Rambam, that kind of Eidus She'etiach Lazima that you're able to give the punishment to those Eidim is only Shayach by Dinei Nefashos. It's not Shayach by Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. So it's a third answer to Tzitzis Kasha. Yeah.
The type of Eidus She'etiach Lazima that you're talking about, is that where we just want to give the punishment back to the Eidim, that seems like the Makoros Kasher Zom. In other words, we need to give a punishment to the Eidim. The Makoros Kasher Zom, that's why I need to talk about. But the other thing that...
Yeah, what's the Makor?
Yes, I'm wondering about the Makor.
It's not Eidus.
It's not Eidus. In other words...
Or Imanu Hayisem, meaning it's not Eidus, it's Guf and Shal Eidus is missing, slash... The way you're amazed, the way you prove someone's lying is by saying Imanu Hayisem. If I don't give them any of the where were you, when were you, then they can't say Imanu Hayisem. In Psukim, I'm saying. They can't say Imanu Hayisem. How are they supposed to be amazed in them?
You wouldn't be able to.
Right, so that's a problem. That's not Eidus that's subject to Hazama.
If it's the gather of Eidus that's brought out in the Torah,
that's
a
Moshe's quote from...
That's Ratz in the Torah.
Right.
And what was it?
That the Torah, the type of sug edus the Torah describes is an edus strata yachal azim. So you have the mekayim all the prati.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be on both types of
yachal azim. Right? Yeah, he was talking.
I mean, it could be about kasher zamen too.
Yeah, that tosis in Makos also. That's what he's talking about. But he was explaining that. This, I think he was saying he talked about Chol Chzim Tirusim, if this idea is true. And according to one of the Tirusim, the Makar of Eidus She'etiach Lazima, it's just that the Surah of Eidus in the Torah is an Eidus, which is Yachal Lavel Azama, and then the other Tarakim Tosh was saying it's not like that. But
I
don't
know.
I think it's true in terms of
Sitrus. I'm not sure.
The yeah. same can be true in terms of the Iman HaYisimach Boni part, also.
So that's the potential to be mochash and be proven wrong.
Right. Yeah, let's just pivot to a different topic for a few minutes. Very, very short. The Gemara in the towards the bottom of Chesam Beis gives one who came to Hachumaya Skinan in our Mishnah, can go into Asr Beis Tam, Hasra Stam. V'hai Tanahu, Disanya, V'shar Kol Chai B'Misos, Sheba Torah, Shar, meaning all their Chai B'Misos in Torah, Shar, meaning as opposed to, Mesis, as Rabbi Danny Stein pointed out. I'm joking. The Mesis is one thing. Shar Kol Chai B'Misos is a different thing. What's the dinim? V'shar Kol Chai B'Misos Sheba Torah, all other cases other than Mesis, yeah? Eim Misos on Ela Ve'eda Ve'eda V'Hasra. So in those cases, you only give them a chiyuv misa. You only give them a misas beis din, ve'eda, ve'edim v'hasra. Ve'ad sheyodiyu shu chayiv misa beis din. And you have to make sure you let him know he's going to be chayiv misa beis din. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyodiyu be'ezim misa nerag. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda adds on that you actually have to say it's going to be skilo, it's going to be herag chenek ha'shefa. Who do I pass on like? That's what you have to figure out based on how I just said it. Okay. My own shita. What does Rashi say here? Just go through a few of the Rashi's small diukim. Pirish Rashi. Vishar kol chai v'misos. What does Rashi say? Gabi mesis kai. That's what we said. Derachman amar lo sachmo v'lo sechase. The Torah says, don't have rachmanas on him. The nerag b'li hasra. Ayde hachmanas edim. He's killed without any hasra. Through hidden edim. Meaning it doesn't have to be that the edim are out there in the public. They could be hiding behind the fence. Yeah, mashma from Rashi that there's no hasra at all. Very good. That's what the Gemara said, right? Every other case of chayiv misa based in needs eda, edim, and hasra. So what is it, mashma? That by mesis, which is the other case, it doesn't need hasra. That's fine. No problem with that. Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Hey Gimel, says the same thing. There's no hasra by mesis. Yeah, but what's the pshat? Why is there no hasra by mesis? Why would that be? So the svar chitzon is easy. Very easy. It happens to be Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's also in Gilan Ashas. The pasha pshat is hasra is a din in v'hitzilo eida. Generally speaking, a guy's doing an avera, we have this charge that the Torah gives us that we should do our best to make sure. We should talk about this one time. Rav Schechter's whole shtickl about v'hitzilo eida. But we have this charge from the Torah that do your best to make sure that death penalty doesn't happen here. Do your best to make sure that this guy doesn't get end up being chayiv misa. So a lot of dinim are learned from that. One of them, apparently, related to it, is hasra. Hasra is ad shiater atma lemisa. In a regular case, we want to give the guy a chance to say, yeah, taka, I want to do this iser. I want to be incur chayiv misa. I want to be mater atma lemisa. That's hasra. How does that make sense? We need Hasra by Malchus also. Is it Malchus is a din, no?
Is it?
Oh, it's Pashut? I don't remember. Is it din? Because B'Malchus Misa?
That's a Misa after.
B'Malchus Misa Omedes. Right, but I'm saying, let's say Rambam Paskin's B'Malchus Misa Omedes. He's passing like a blend of those two shitas, but either way. That's where that comes from, or it's just Pasha Devi Nasra? I just don't remember.
Pasha Devi Nasra from Malchus.
No, it is. I know that we do, but I'm saying it's from Vehitzilo Eida also. I don't know. Anyways, that's the Svar Chitzon here.
I'm just working backwards. Rav Yossi, who holds that Nitzach HaKar apostles only by Dine Nefashos, and Rashi thinks that's because.
Vitzilayda. Daf
here. I think that's too high thing from Malchus, no?
Okay. Eda Rashi says, that's the simple story. Eda Rashi says, Eda is Esther Mishlosho. So the Mashmas in Rashi here is that Rashi thinks that Taka is true. You don't need a basin of Chav Gimel for a Mesis. Right? Just reading Rashi, as it sounds like. Yeah, what do you need? A Gimel? Anything? Doesn't matter. Okay, but it sounds like from Rashi, it doesn't change anything, that the Gemara is Kipshuto, Eda means Esmer Shalosha, and that's what you don't need by Mesis, but you do need by everything else. Rashi, V'achi Odiyuhu, Edav. So here a pair pointed out. Edav is an interesting line. Rashi, when he says Edav, what does Edav mean? His Edim. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Makis about whether you need a dafka, the Edim, to say the Hasra, or even Acher, or Afilu Shade, which means germs, according to Rabbi Sauer's scientists in YU. So even if it's a shade, even if it's an Acher, even if it's an echo that comes out of nowhere, a voice, whatever, a foreign voice that says the Hasra, that's just as good. Edus doesn't need to be that the Hasra comes from Edus. That's how we paskin. So Per pointed out, this Rashi is interesting. He says, Edav, his Edim, Bishas Hasra. Why did they have to be the ones who were made? I mean, why do they have to be the ones who are Modia, the Hasra? Don't know. Edav Bishas Hasra, Shu Chayv Misa. Rashi says, Chayv Misa Bebezdin. So really, the Gemara said that also. But just now that you see in Rashi, you see double down on it. Why does the Gemara and Rashi say, you have to tell him he's chayiv misa bebeis din, meaning not even Rabbi Yehuda Shita that you know need to know which misa is based in. You can't just say, oh, you're going to be chayiv misa. You have to say you're going to be chayiv misa is based in. So Rav Twersky said at the time that there's two misa b'deshmaim and misa b'deyadam are two different cheftzos of misa. So you actually have to make sure the clarity is such that the guy knows he's chayiv misa is based in. Not just that he's going to be chayiv misa stam in the belt, that he's going to have a misa b'de shemayim. No, he has to know that it's going to be aide bastin. Yeah, im yavor avera zo. So again, avera zo sounds like Rashi thinks that you have to actually specify what the avera that he's doing is. Deus and Rashi in terms of whether you have to say the pasuk in other places. But it sounds like in this Rashi that you have to say what the avera is that he's doing that he's going to be chaya for. Yeah, interesting Rashis. Taisis in Dibra Maskel Be'eda have a little bit different approach on a few things. Be'eda Be'eda Masra says Taisis. Umesis na mitzarech Eda. Taisis say, the Gemara says, Eda, Edim, and Hasra are the difference between Mesis and all other things, all the Chayvi Mesis. Taisis say, yeah, except that Mesis also needs an Eda, meaning you need a Chaf Gimel Dayanim, you need 23 Dayanim. Doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. Okay, so just in terms of Svar, what Tosa says, they say, Ela mishum dechsiv, heitzilo edu meses, ein mahapchim bezchuso, shein ton lemeses, avalinin esr mishlosha darshinan, mehaikra, dein svar lechalik, bein meses l'shar chayvi misos. So that is gibberish, what Tosa just said, especially the way I read it. But it is gibberish inside anyways. But if you look at Tosa Rush, it's like an art scroll for this Tosa. Tosa Rush basically explained what Tosa mean, that everything is learned from the same pasuk of Hitzilo Eda. So why would it be mechalik between Eda and Edim Hasra? Why would you say Eda applies equally by Mimesis? It's also learned out from Hitzilo Eda. So there's just no, because there's no svara to be mechalik. Meaning this is not just a thing that we say, oh, Mesis is so unique, so we throw everything out the window and you don't have to have anything. No, we say you're not mahape bizchuso. So anything that's a leniency for other chayvi misos, we will not apply to a mesis. What's a leniency? So we'll talk about things ein mahapchem bizchuso and other things that you wouldn't do. Eda chav gimel has nothing to do with vehitzilo eda. Has nothing to do with it's darshan from the same pasuk in terms of learning eda plus eda etc. But it's not a din in hatsala. It's not a kula in the chayv miso of that person. So therefore, we blive by having an eda even by a mesis. That's what Tais is saying, and Tais Rashi explains it more explicitly. Was there something that was nogay, or
was a discussion that was had?
Which side did I take?
Right.
Good. That's good. I wouldn't want to be on the other side of you. It's nothing to do with you, Menachem. It's just that. He's ferocious. Yeah, if you really do need 23 Dayanim, sorry, for a mesis, then what is Pshat in the Gemara? Eda, Edim, Hasra are the differences. So one option is nothing. It's just listed along with everything else. The Gemara was Labdafka. It meant Edim, Hasra, as we'll see soon what that means. But Eda, it didn't really mean it. It just got dragged along like everything else. Okay, could be. The Gilyon on the Yad Ramah, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know who wrote it in general, if anyone knows. I figured it was the Yad Ramah. Happens to be, in this instance, the Margolis Yam referenced this Gilyon and said, Sarachian, who wrote this Gilyon. I didn't know if that meant, like, obviously they're always the Yad Ramah, and then Sarachian because this one's so weird, or something else. But if anyone knows, Rabbi Simon didn't tell you? Like, you don't have a Masorah on this? You wrote it? That's crazy. Wow. Anyway, so the Gilyon on the side of Yad Ramah says a beer here. He says that this, that the Gemara says, that that was an accident. That Eda, there's no Eda by Amesis. He says the Gemara means there's no Eda Hamatzeles, meaning generally speaking, by a case of Dina Nefashos, if all 23 Dayanim say the guy's Chayiv Misa, probably there's something fishy, and we redo the case or whatever. We won't be able to kill him based on that. But in the case of Mesis, even if everyone agrees, all 23 Edim, all 23 Dayanim are masking that this guy's Chayiv Misa, we'll kill him. We'll kill him based on that. So the Yad Ramah, the Gilyon and the Yad Ramah says, this is not saying there's no need for Eda. This is saying there's no need for Eda Matzelis by Mesis. It's not the Pashas and Tosas. Tosas don't talk about the explanation at all. But that's one other pshat in the Gemara. Why are you laughing? Did you say who the Gilyon was yesterday in the Chabur and I missed it?
I'm just laughing because this is like a replay. We had a similar conversation, except it's a little bit of a different type.
About the Gilyon or about the...
No, about what Eda means.
Oh, about Eda, okay. So you and William?
Right there. But it ended up coming out a suggestion, I think, that Eda is a reference to the Pasuk. In other words, it's just a reference to the Pasuk of Yitzilo Eda because we learn about Eitman and Levesis from that Pasuk.
Oh, interesting. What?
I thought
that's what Tosafot
saying.
Tosafot
saying that the
positive
Yitzilo
Ha'eda. Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. The Eda.
So it's like you read the Gemara Be'eda hyphen
Eda
Hasra. Yeah.
No, you also think that?
No.
Eda
Hasra.
Eda
Hasra
is
when Eda is a reference to. Why is it different? Because by typical.
One second. So Mesa's name is Eda. You still do need. Meaning that's what Eda Matzela. Ah, I see what you're saying.
Eda,
that's the shot.
Means,
can I just see if the Tosafot Rashi is saying differently? I still agree with you. That's a better shot in the Tosafot system. But, you know, there's more Rashi maybe. Like, only a Mr. Bull. Yeah, I like. That's good. That's very good. Everyone understand that or no? Meaning everyone already understood that and thought I was getting it wrong, or should I repeat it?
Yes.
Okay, the way Tosa say it, this is a good read. The way Tosa say it is, Mesis na mitzarech Eda. When the Gemara says Eda, obviously you need 23 Dayanim. No, Mesis na mitzarech Eda. Ela mishum dechse ve'etzilo Eda. Since the Pasuk says ve'etzilo Eda, u'mesis ein mahapchim beschuso, she'ein tohon le'mesis. So, but you don't need hipuch beschuso. You don't need things that are hatzala, and therefore you don't need Eda hamatzelas. You don't need... If it was 23 that said chayiv, hitaka would be chayiv. That's what the Gemara means, says Tosas, when it says be'eda, meaning eda doesn't apply by, I'm saying it right, eda doesn't apply by mesis.
I thought it was even simpler than that. It's
okay.
The makor for mahapchen b'skuso is the pasuk of the yitzilo ha'eda. So when the Gemara says mesis does not need eda masra, eda is synonymous with the idea of mahapchen b'skuso. We're not going to be mahapich b'skuso. There's not going to be a din of toan and lamesis.
Oh, right.
That's like a more creative read, I think. Like you're saying simpler, but I'm saying Eda means it's a reference to the pasuk. It's not.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Mishum dechsev hitzilo ha'eda, and Eda is a remez to the idea of mahapich b'skuso. You don't hear that.
I hear what you're saying. I
thought that's what I was saying. Ela mishum
dechsev hitzilo eda mitzvah ma'am ein mahapchem b'skuso shein tohen
l'mesis. Right. Period. But for 23, that's possibly 23.
Yeah, interesting. A hint to the word in the pasuk. Yeah.
Because it says what it doesn't
mean.
Why
is
it going to the pasuk? Ela mishum
dechsev hitzilo eda. That's the din of dechsev hitzilo eda. Hatzala. You're focusing on the eda part. I'm focusing on the hatzala part. I mean, dechsev hitzilo eda.
Yeah.
But Amesis doesn't have Hatzala.
So what's Be'eda? And
then I Be'eda means like the Gilyon Yad Ramah, that Eda Matzalas. Just to toast the Rosh, just so you guys know it. Amesis na mitzarech Eda. Maybe listen along and tell me what you think. Ela mishum dechsev etzilo ha'eda. U'mesis ein mahapchem b'schuso she'ein toanem l'mesis. That's it. Mesis na mitzarech Eda. Ela mishum dechsev eid silu ha'eda. U'mesis ein mahapchem b'schuso she'ein toanem l'mesis. The afa ga... That's all in terms of that diagram.
The afal gav de mehai krug gufe darshina and chav gimel. We talk to learn 23. Yeah, but ain't svar lechalik b'chayv means it's elakulan chav gimel. There's no svar to say chav gimel doesn't apply here. But there's a svar to say hatzala things that come from Ada. So maybe that now I'm rereading it. Maybe, I'm not sure if this is, I don't think it's the same as you either, though. It's more like the hyphen thing I was saying before.
That Ada, the Hainu.
Ada, colon. Yeah, Ada and Hasra. Meaning, Ada, the concept of Eitzilo Ada, doesn't apply by Mesis. Two examples, Ada and Hasra.
Then why does that have to reference the Mahaklan the Susa?
That's a representative halacha. That's how we know that in general we're not mahape, meaning we're not going to do anything with zchuso. The Yetzilo Eid doesn't apply at all. Okay, I hope you guys just got as much clarity as I did, or more. Interesting. Yeah, the other thing that comes out of Tosis is that Edim and Hasra are also necessary by Mesis. Edim and Hasra are also necessary by Mesis. I lost my sheet that has Tosis, but whatever. But you look inside. So Tosis say that the Edim are Yidei Hachmana, meaning it's a different level of requirement in terms of the Edis, because you could be Machman Edim, you could hide them. Hasra, they say Hasra, it's just that you don't need a full Hasra, but you still need a Mixas Hasra, you still need a Kein Hasra, you need a Hasra of Heach Naniach Hashem Elkeinu V'Navo Odeisim V'Avanu. Yeah, Rabbeinu Yonah has the same shot as Tosfos over here. What's the pshat in the machlekes Rashi? By the Yad Raman Samach Zayin Amar Aleph is a Mar Malkum in Sanhedrin 2 days about what the hasra is. It a hasra b'mixas or is it something else entirely that to push them to do tshuva? Either way, what's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here? You need hasra. You don't need hasra. Lamaisa. First of all, what's the machlekes about? Second of all, Lamaisa, isn't it the same? There's no nafkamina, right? They both think you need to say the same things. So there's no nafkamina between them. It's just a question of how to qualify. It is hasra. It's not hasra. And why do you need it if it's not hasra? And why do you need hasra if you don't need hasra? Okay. Those are all the formulations of the questions. So the Rav had a beer here. That Rashi thinks the Iker Hagdara, the Ikta Tam of Hasra in general, is that the Over should be Matir Atzum Lemisa. He has to give in and say, I want to do this and I want to be killed. You know, Amanas Kenani Osa. Yeah, but by Mesis, we don't need that. Like we said before, from the Gilan Hashas, by Mesis, you don't need him to be Matias Melissa. If he's going to do it, if he's doing such a serious thing, he's doing such a terrible thing, we'll kill him no matter what. We don't need him to be Matias Melissa. There's no Hatzalah. There's no Din of Hasra where we give him a chance to get away, to hold back. Like we said from Rabbi Yosef Engel before. So Rashi says you don't need a Hasra at all. There's no need for Hasra. Hasra is generally a Din Hatzalah. There's no Din of Hatzalah here. So there's no need for a Hasra. Good. Tosfos think differently. Tosfos think in general, yes, Hasra is L'hatir Atzmul L'misa. That's sure. That's for sure true. But it says Tosfos, additionally, there's also another Din in Hasra, but Hasra becomes a chelek of the Maisa Aveira. Meaning it's not considered a Maisa Aveira Shalem until the person has said, and I'm doing it, Al-Manas came. Meaning Maisa Aveira involves multiple things. One, we'll just say two of them. We'll hold like a note that you don't say Hineni Mulchan beforehand, so you're skipping the Machshava. But in terms of Maisa, there's a Maisa Aveira that you do, and there's the Maisa of, you know, kind of like agreeing to the consequences of your actions. The Hataras Atma Lamitsa is a Chelak of the Maisa Aveira, and it's not considered a Maisa Aveira Gemura unless he was Matir Atma Lamitsa. So it's true it's a Din in Matir Atma Lamitsa, but also Hasra is also part of the definition of when he did a Maisa Aveira, when he didn't do a Maisa Aveira. So by the case of Mesis, this is true. We don't need him to be Matir Asim Lamisa because there's no Din of Hatzala, but you do need him to do a full Maisa Aveira Bizdom. You need him to do something to be Mesid, and in order to do that, you need the Hasra to fulfill the Maisa Aveira.
According to according to this beer of the Rav, how do you understand Isha Chavera? She doesn't need Hasra. Kill her.
A chaver, never mind Ish, right? Like a chaver in some.
So
I mean,
2 days in Tosas on Amalek. Isha chavera v'lo boy Rav Yosi shiyate atzma misa. Inami chaver ki ilu heter atzma.
Don't you already have? Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Why does this, if Tos is right that you need a Hasra, so then why does this little fake Hasra count? Meaning, so you should have to say the whole Hasra of what they're doing and what they're going to be, and that they're going to be chayiv, etc. So Rav Shechter has an Eretz HaTzvi, this is Rabbi Morel's wife has probably quoted in the past, from the Eretz HaTzvi, that the shot here is that really, if you look in the Gemara's on Mem Amud Beis and Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin, you'll see that there's a drusha for Hasra. We learn Hasra from drushas, from Sukkim. This is part of the longer shtickler that Rav Shechter has, but basically, the concept of Hitzilo Eida means that we darshin lekula by Chiyuve Misa. Meaning, whenever we have a drusha on some din about the din and nefashos, we will take the more lax approach, the more lenient option of the two options. So he says like this, when you darshan that you need a Hasra, there were two possibilities. It could be that all you have to say is like, hey, don't do that. Or, hey, how could you do that? And that would have been a Hasra. The other option was, no, you have to say, you know, that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. You have to tell him that he knows what he's doing. You have to tell him what the Aveira is, maybe. Maybe even have to quote the Pasuk. That's a more Chamardika way of learning what Hasra is. They were both options. Generally speaking, we assume we're a Mekel, meaning we make it a harder Hasra to be Mekayim, so that there's less of a chance the guy gets killed. So the Hasra is a Hasra Aruka. It's longer. It's a more intensive and more detail-oriented Hasra. In the case of Mesis, there's no Hatzala. We're not Mahabich B'schusa, and we don't try to be Matzal him. So the Hasra that's necessary by Mesis is by definition going to be different than the rest of Chayvei Misos, because we're going to be more Machmir on the explanation. We're not going to have the Kulas of Eitzilo Eida. So even, hey, Echnaniach Hashem Elokeinu, V'navod Avon Ve'etzim, what are you doing? That's enough. That's going to suffice as a Hasra. That's what Rav Shechter suggests here. Yeah. Again, in terms of Rashi, so what is the Hey, Echnaniach for Rashi? For Tosas, it's a Hasra, and it's a full Hasra. It's not a Hasra b'miksas in the sense that it's a full Hasra, but the more machmirdika version of Hasra, where it could be shorter and still be a full Hasra, because no Hatzal, like we just explained. For Rashi, what is this? Why are you stam schmoozing about don't be minyach Hashem? So the Rav explained, and I saw Rav Michal Feinstein has this as well, that the pshat is that it's a din in hasasa. It's a din in mesis. Meaning, there's no chalos shem mesis unless there was a masu matan. Unless there was a give and take between the Mesis and the Musas. So the Mesis tries to push this guy to do Avodah Zarah. The Musas has to say, no, why would you do that? Why would you worship Avodah Zarah? And Afal Piche and the Mesis continues in the way that he's doing, that's a Chalos Shem Hasasa. If the Mesis just suggests something and nobody responds, there's no pushback, there's no Hisnagdus from the Musas, then there's no Chalos Shem Mesis to him. But it's not Din Hasra, it's just that it's a Prat in Hilchos Mesis. That he's only going to have a shame mesis if there's a give and take back and forth. Based on that, Rav Michal said nafkamina. I mean, we said before, what's nafkamina? They both have to say something. Rashi says you have to say hey echmaniach because of this din of mesis musas. And Tosfos say you have to say hey echmaniach. Why? Because it's a hasra, a full hasra, just a short full hasra. Shkoyach, everyone agrees you have to say it. So Rav Michal says, no, the nafkamina is as follows. What if a third party says hey echmaniach? Let's say the mesis, I don't know, let's say Menachem's the mesis. Right, Per is the Musas. So he says, let's do Avodah Zarah. Per says, no, Heich Naniach. Okay, that's a regular case. Let's say you're being Mesis him, and I say, Heich Naniach, Menachem, what are you doing trying to, this is Kidney family's gone Rosh Gol. You're going to make him do Avodah Zarah? What is that? So was that enough? So for Tosfos, fine. It's a Hasra. We pass in Hasra, it could be Aydeh Acher, who cares? It doesn't have to be the Eid himself, it doesn't have to be the Musas himself. But if the whole din is that the Chal Shem Mesis only is Chal, when the Musas responds, no, Heich Naniach, then unless our repair is the one who says, Heich Naniach to Menachem, he won't have a Chal Shem Mesis. So that would be the Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. On one side, where there's no need for Hasra, rather it's a din in the Chal Shem Mesis, versus no, you need a Hasra, it's just there's a need for a shorter Hasra, in the case of Mesis. Okay, we'll stop here.